Hallelujah! You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woo! You're on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Oh my God, so exciting, so exciting. Meet me in the light, getting long, got excited. Woo! Oh my goodness, I'm so grateful to be here. So freaking grateful. I love you guys so much. Thanks for tuning in every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. You guys are amazing. The love that is just sprouting out from my heart into the air, into the universe. There's just so much goodness in this world. Life is so good. Isn't life good? Isn't it? Isn't life beautiful? Isn't this just a beautiful, magical experience that we have woken up to every single day? And what better to top it off with some doo-wop, The Mystics, Darling I Know Now. Ooh, I love playing like all these different doo-wop records and vinyls, and that's, you know, I love playing in one vinyl. Like, you know, if anybody were to tell me when I was younger, oh, you'll be playing doo-wop for sharing all these doo-wop albums and doo-wop songs with everybody on the air, when you get older, this, you know, I would have never thought that. And so thank you so much for enjoying this. Thank you, because this is my playlist to you, and I hope you get inspired in some way by the eclectic, diverse, you know, selection here. We got so many different things, like the Postal Service, District Sleeps Alone Tonight, so good, and Hurricane Smith, Scott Joplin. Good. So again, 7:05, like I promised, we are doing our shamanic drumming. Okay, it's the shamanic journeying. Here we go. Let's start it off. Feel it up. We might start early. You know. But I'm gonna get the tuning in. I'm gonna get the sound tuning in. So right here, you know, we're doing some. This is really good. I had healing on me with sound bowls. I remember it was random and free, and it was actually at this man's shop. And he, you know, he attuned me with these sound bowls, and it was a really great experience. And I can't believe it took this long for me to get my own bowls and actually start doing it regularly. So here's my gift right here to you. Yeah, we're getting ready. And now I have the tuning fork. So we're gonna tune you all up, make you feel good inside. Yeah, good and glittery. You should be feeling glittery right now. You better be glittering. You better be shining right now. You better be as bright as a disco ball right now. That's what your internals, I'm making up my own words. That's what your internals should feel like, is like a disco ball, basically. And if not, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe eat more vitamins? No, I'm just kidding. Here we go. Let's get it. Woo! You should be lit up by now. You should be lit up. With that, we should definitely get our shamanicking on. Am I making up my own words? I definitely am. Shamanicking on. So if you're just tuning in, we are going into our shamanic drumming session right now. So hang tight. Be still. Feel good. Just get into the energy. Feel the magic. Like, so shamanic journeying right here. This is your opportunity to have a magnificent vision quest. You know, so I may talk, I may start singing, I may, but what I definitely am going to do consistently is drumming. So sometimes I won't sing, sometimes I won't talk. It's just whatever I'm feeling that needs to come out that's involving sound. So with this background, you know, with the shamanic music, I'm going to have right here the drumming as well. So you may get a guide, a spirit, a power animal. You may see a power animal, and that power animal is there to guide you. Power animal is there, and the angels are here for you. So whatever you see, you can ask your angels a question right now. You can do this while you're not meditating. You can just listen. You can, I mean, the full effect will be to close your eyes because that is the point of this, is to see a vision. So, but if not, maybe you can see a vision not closing your eyes. Who knows? Sky's the limit. So do what you want. You know, if you're driving, hook it up. You know, do whatever. But also, you can just be, stay open to what spirit and the guidance wants to be, and just, or, and just enjoy it. And, or if you don't, you know, if you don't have an intention, or you don't really, you're just here for the love, then be here for the love. Okay. So we're gonna start our vision quest and shamanic journey here on the Paranormal Playground. Here we go. down from that vision and that shamanic journeying. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for that. Woo! The intensity. I hope you were able to get the messages and get the answers that you needed through your journey. I hope you could appreciate the vibrational love that is surrounding us right now in this moment, and that there's always the unseen speaking to us. The unseen is always speaking to us, having us pay attention. What is it that we need to pay attention to? What are the things right now that they're trying to communicate to us to help us? There's so many things that the Infinite Spirit is trying to help us with. Let us be open and receptive to this, and let us understand our highest good and our highest being. Thank you so much. So, you're right now, we're here till 8 p.m. And stay tuned, at 7:45 is the channeling from Spirit. So I'm doing a live message. So if you want to tune in to see and hear what the live message is from Spirit, tune in at 7:45, towards the end of the show. And we have some talking to Spirit. We have some talking to Spirit to do. Does that even make sense? We have some, I don't know, spirit to talk into. Now that I'm in the ethers, now that I'm in the spirit world, I can't even talk right. It happens. So, anyways, let me leave you with some specials, because after that journey, it's time to get some energy in. Love you to the moon and back. You were listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds right here, 91.5 FM. WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio Paranormal Playground.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard DC-10 Flight 1313. We will be cruising at a high top 25,000 feet and airspeed of 600 miles per hour. Ed Bird will be providing on request for a varied program of in-flight music. Thank you.
my baby. Chubop, chubop.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
It seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Oh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby, ooh. It seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop.
Because I still love you so, although it seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop.
I'm so happy that you're here at last.
Oh. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds.
Let's shine.
It all started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Greetings, beautiful souls. It is 91.5 FM, WMFM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. Paranormal Playground sounds right here. I love you each Labor Day, all the way. Actually, yes. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Love is the word. Love is the word. Bird is the word. The equals, baby, come back. Such a good band. The Addicts, ugh, another good band. Joker in a Pack. Barbara Lewis, Hello Stranger. Oh my God, it's such a great song. I'm loving this playlist. The Specials, International Jet Set. Come on, it doesn't get better than this. It really doesn't. I'm having a grand old time. I hope you're feeling good. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're getting in all the healing that you're able to get. I hope you're receiving what you need. between 6 and 8 p.m. This has been a magical time, a magical hour. This has been love at first sight. Every time, I'm telling you, this never gets old. This will never, ever get old. I love it. So thank you so much for tuning in. No, this isn't over. I wasn't saying that. 7:40, 7:45, we're going to do the... Remember, we're going to do the channeling, live channeling. So I'm going to play some more music because before you know it, you know, we're going to be on to the messages and then that's it. The show will be over. Time flies when you're having fun. What can I say? What can I say? What can I say? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It is. Thanks, Mr. Rogers. Thank you. Thank you for your sunshine. I'm thinking about Mr. Rogers right now for some reason. Anyways. You know, you ever the psychic playlist. It's like, can I play that song? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I really want to play that, but I don't know. Hopefully I can find it. Maybe they have it here. We'll see. But anyways, yes, Sunday service will, because of the fall schedule, Sunday service had its run during the summer, which was so amazing. So much fun. So, you know, I got to do Sunday service again this Sunday. I was not anticipating that. Again, so grateful. If you want to, you know, I'm sure there'll be random Sundays. Whenever I get a chance, if I need to cover a show, definitely Sunday service will be there on a Sunday. Just for you. All the gospel, jubilee, bluegrass, country, 50s, rockabilly, doo-wop, hip-hop, classical, jazz, Dixieland jazz, everything, soul, everything you could possibly, all things Americana, because Sunday is for the Americana is for Sunday. Sunday is for Americana. Mwah. All right, let's get into some doo-wop, shall we? How many of you love the Del Vikings? I sure do. So let's get into it.
I went away.
Hello? Oh, yeah. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It was Hank Williams' birth. 100. He would have celebrated 100th birthday. I believe it was yesterday. Or the day. Whatever. It was. It happened recently. His birth. He would have been 100. So. Yeah. Damn. That dude's ancient. Well, how do you hear beeping in a microphone? Like, I'm trying to understand. It's just a phenomena. It is a phenomena. 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 Damn. He passed away in 1953. Ooh. Whoa. And I just looked it up. So this is crazy what I just saw. I'm a little freaked out about what I just saw here, because there's definitely angels trying to talk to me. Hank Williams is trying to talk. Whoa. Okay. So there is a spiritual phenomenon that's just happening right now. So I went up to look up Hank Williams' birthday. It said he was born September 17th, 1927. So yeah. Okay, so his birthday recently passed when they said he would have been 100 years old. And then I see where he was born, and it says Oak Hill. So all of you who know me know about in middle school that I went to, I have my classmates crossed over, unfortunately, traveling to Canada. And yeah, they crossed over in Canada near, near Nova Scotia, that area. They were going to perform music and they never made it there. And this is nuts because this is the second time I've seen Oak Hill up here. And I can't believe that I saw it through Hank Williams. And so this would be the portion of our show where Spirit wants to talk. And look who's talking. So thanks for putting that spooky stuff in. No, I'm just kidding. Now, sometimes, I mean, I've been doing this for how long, and it doesn't get old. I'm telling you, this is just, it's some spooky stuff, but it's good. It's angels talking. It's angels trying to speak. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How about cooking something up for me? Anyways, it's gonna bring the lightness in. So anyways, Spirit. Yeah, I'm just a little stunned by what just happened. So anyways, let's get into the message. Infinite Spirit, thank you for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. Doodly-doo and doodly-dee-da. What's coming in? Hey, good looking. Okay, thank you. Infinite Spirit, what needs to be said? What needs to be told? What is the message? Okay. Sorry, I had to sit with that for a while because it was a strong, strong visual. So, I get messages through visuals, so I had to really look at this visual that was happening here. So, anyone who's listening to this, there is a message right now about being seen, about making sure that you're being seen and being known and being heard and your voice is being communicated. Sometimes we can have internal issues that manifest into, unfortunately, can manifest into sickness and disease when we are not expressing ourselves enough or expressing ourselves properly, or we're just kind of inward with certain things and we just kind of keep things to ourselves. This is a good time right now to either purge, release, say, be brave, say something. Talk about something, talk to someone about anything, releasing secrets. This is a good time and a good period right now to release. It's time to release the trauma. It's time to release the things that do not serve us. It's time to release all of those things that are not ours. It's time to release all of those things that any experiences that we've had that we've kept with us for so long. It's time to say goodbye. It's time to say good. It's time to just throw it out, wash it out, throw it away, and start from anew. So Spirit was showing me an image of just some, you know, a random image of someone on stage singing, talking, communicating, whatever it is that they do. But they were on stage and they were shining their light. This is a good time to understand the light within. If you literally you were thinking about doing an open mic, if literally you were thinking about for the first time expressing yourself on a blog or expressing yourself, you know, on social media and communication, whatever it is your portal, radio, you know, whatever it is, poetry, what, you know, whatever it is that you do, performing, dancing, being seen, this is a good time. Because anytime we're feeling stuck within our freedom, stuck within ourselves, and stuck within our creativity, it's because we're fearful. It's because we're afraid of what others may say or what others may think of us. We're afraid of being seen. We're afraid to be vulnerable. And the only way to get over being vulnerable is to just do it, is to just put yourself out there and do the scary thing. And once you do that scary thing, this is how it can end up. It can end up bad or it can end up good. Either way, you need both experiences to continue to go, because not doing it is the failure, not trying. If you fail, do it again. If you succeed, you may fail the next time. And it's okay, because this is what it's about. You can't live your dream without experiencing that. Everything, you can't just expect to live your dream and have everything go perfect. You have to have trial and error, because this is your unique path. And in your unique path, you're discovering, you're like discovering all kinds of different things that you want. You're discovering all kinds of different things that you need, and you're developing these tools. Only you can develop these tools. So you're going to have to experience that failure. You're going to have to experience that success, because both are the same. They're intertwined to help you. And as long as you keep your level of being grounded, you know, outside distractions cannot move you. Outside distractions cannot create a disharmony with what isn't true. You will attract the support you need for what your truth is. You will attract it. Even if you don't see it in front of you, even if you don't believe it's there, you're going to attract it. So anyone listening right now, for this message is for you. What is it that you are afraid to talk about? What is it that you're not communicating? Because, or what is it that you are not showing or displaying? What is it that you're not creating that you need people to see? You need to see deep. You want to show people what is going on in your soul. That's going to create so much healing. It's going to create so much harmony. It's going to create so much peace right now. The peace that you need, the peace you deserve, the clarity, the cleansing within your body temple. It also, being able to release that really blocks you from getting sick. It does. And we don't realize that, and we don't think that. But being able to constantly release ourselves. And why do you think dancers are the happiest people in the world? Why do you think dancers are the number one happiest people? Because they're constantly expressing. And they're constantly expressing with their body and their movement. And their moves are dynamic every time. Their moves are new every single time. So it's really important to understand this. It's important to feel the healing. It's important to be able to rise to the occasion when it's time to communicate, like I did with that gentleman officer today when I got, you know, pulled over. And I, you know, I didn't worry. I just said, okay. You know, I didn't worry. I said, everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. And I felt everything was going to be fine. You know, it is always a nervous situation when, you know, you get pulled over. And so it turned out more than fine. But not only that, the gift to tell the gentleman officer, the police, you know, you should definitely listen to my show because nothing is an accident. If you believe in the afterlife, there must have been something, you know, he needed to hear. Even if he doesn't hear, even if he didn't hear the show, even if he's not tuned in, maybe he needed to hear that, yes, the afterlife exists. Maybe he was asking, you know, who knows? But we do know that nothing is an accident. So what a gift to be able to communicate. If I didn't say that, if I didn't communicate that, you know, but I felt a release and I felt I needed to do what I needed to do. So that's your job this week, is to make sure you're communicating your truth, expressing. It's going to heal you, and it's just going to heal everything around you and your environment and anyone who comes into your energy field. Create that peace. Create that peace around you and see how your life will soar and blossom into beauty every day. Amen. It is 7:55. We are out, skis. Thank you so much for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. We are here. We are clear. We are living. We are loving life. I love you so much. Ich lebe dich. I love you. I love you for eternity. I love you for always. I love you now. And I'm going to leave you with some Tommy Dorsey, of course. Stay tuned in next week. Peace Pipe, of course. What a perfect song, Tommy Dorsey. Stay tuned in. I'm here next week from 6 to 8 p.m. Love you so, so much. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of your night.
All right, then. WMFO in Medford. Oh!
Let it go.